Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Let me get back to Leo Varadkar. As I said, he told the meeting that the country was the most open when he was talking about Britain in Europe, and he had the highest instance of the virus. And he said he definitely didn't think Britain was an example to follow. Yet he went to a full capacity gig over the weekend there and felt that was okay to do. So now the entertainment industry, the Event Industry Alliance, have said, cynically of course, they're glad to see Antonista recognises and trusts the safety measures put in place by our UK colleagues. And they're now calling for the government to do exactly the same. And this is what happens when you break rank. And that's exactly what happened with Leo. And it can also be revealed that he told the live event sector that he finds himself torn as a doctor, as a Minister for Enterprise, trying to get things right when it comes to deciding on restrictions. He said he appreciated his personal freedom and that the government has a dilemma of balancing public health, economic activity and personal freedoms. He didn't think that, by the way, mind you, when he went to the Mighty Hoopla Festival in London. Attendees also, by the way, had to be tested at that event or vaccinated, fully vaccinated, which I'm assuming Leo is fully vaccinated, by the way. Let me know what you think. And the question I'm really asking you is, and look, Twitter has gone bonkers on this. Again, the hashtag Resign Leo has gone up there again. It's the same weekend, by the way, that electric picnics were meant to happen. And can I point out that Leo did say he supported electric picnic going ahead and other cultural and music events being allowed before now. Obviously, that was Leash County Council that stopped that going ahead in the end. Mind you, it was the lack of roadmap which forced Leash County Council to refuse it in the first place, because the government didn't have a roadmap for the entertainment industry up until last week. And there still kind of isn't really a roadmap as such, or no help for them, because I was only talking to somebody this morning in relation to it. But as in from today, live music can happen, but it is limited capacity. It is understood that Mr. Varadkar travelled to the UK in a commercial flight. So all that nonsense that was going around on the internet, by the way, that he used a private jet, that's complete and utter nonsense. He didn't do any of the sort, by the way, can I just point out, because a lot of people are tweeting about that and even texting us in today. He did not do that. He used a normal commercial flight and he paid for his own accommodation and other expenses. Today, I want to know how you felt when you saw the photo of Leo sitting at an event with full capacity, where in his own country, he has already said he doesn't believe the example being set by the UK, and he has already said that we need to have a cautious reopening in relation to our restrictions here in Ireland. The number is 087-188-0008. Martin, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits. How are you doing, Martin?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Now, just to be clear again, Leo has done nothing illegal and he has broken no guidelines. But has he broken the spirit of the guidelines?
I don't know, because I've got a question in my own mind. Is he, as a doctor, found out he's more immune to COVID than the rest of us, you know, because he keeps getting pictures of him pitching his nose, you know.
The last two pictures, there was one of the doll there recently where he had his finger halfway up his nose, and this one he has his finger halfway up his nose as well, yeah.
From a medical background, has he got more information than the rest of Joe Public, you know? Really.
The picture is vile. I can't even look at it. The first time I saw the picture was yesterday when I was having me dinner.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure, by the way, he wasn't too pleased about that.
I mean, of all the pictures to take.
Yeah,
know?
I know.
No, but I mean, this just goes along with the sort of like volumes of stuff that Leo's got going against him as a public figure, you know. I mean, it just, like, it's a gift that keeps on giving at the moment.
But he is a public figure, but he's also a private citizen as well.
Yeah,
So is he entitled to his private life, as some people are saying, and we have no right to be given out about him?
Yeah, well, I think at the end of the day, he's a public figure. And he's not just any ordinary public figure.
He's second in command, yeah.
He's second in command. He's also a person that, you know, for the last 18 months, 2 years, has been at the head of every single decision that's been made that has affected...
Well, he was the Taoiseach for the start of this, and he will be the Taoiseach again shortly.
Yeah, yeah, and it's basically, you know, his decisions have kept an industry that's 3.5 billion to the Irish economy. It's kept them at arm's length from actually earning an income, you know. So at the end of the day, his decisions how he acts does reflect...
Well, if you can, it's not just his decision. It is Neffet's decision, and it is the Minister for Health's decision, and it is Micheál Martin's decision as well. I mean, they're all in it together. You know
what I mean? So he rubber stamps
Well, of course, yes.
That are being made. So, really, you know, we've also got the schools in the tiz wondering about, you know, how things are caught and whether people are susceptible. So, you know, he has a duty of care in one sense to make sure that the message he's putting out personally is one that's following, like you say, the spirit of what the country.
Do they have to? Do politicians have to set a higher standard? Then is that fair to say?
They do. They're beyond what we are as normal citizens. They are people who have to lead this country. They're people who have to set an example as to what, you know, citizens is expected of citizens. You know, and really, you know, they're at the pinnacle of public life, and therefore they are. You know, they should be accountable for their actions.
I mean, wouldn't you have imagined after Merrion Gate and everything that went on with Merrion Gate, and that's still ongoing, by the way, of course, today. Yeah. We'll find out more about Catherine Sabone's position or why she was offered that position in the first place. But you would imagine after Merrion Gate an advisor would have said to him, Leo, maybe it's not the best idea to go away this weekend.
Leo's had more public PR advisors than anybody. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, how he's... I think one TD put it best where they said that basically it's tone deaf.
That was said this morning. But in saying that, does he just not care? Is that what it is, Martin? Does he just not care what people think?
That's the message I'm getting from him. That it's like, you plebs do as, you know, the government tells you. And I'm above all that. And I can just bugger off and do what I want.
Do as we say and not as we do.
Yeah, well, I mean, that goes hand in hand if you think, you know, Varadkar's a narcissist, you know, and obviously he has issues with his behaviours in that regard. But I mean,
on a second. I mean, when you say a narcissist, I mean, he's a young man. I mean, he's not an old man by any stretch of the imagination. He's a young man. He seems to be a very outgoing type of person. I wouldn't say extravagant in any way, but certainly outgoing. He might be extravagant because he's on a good salary. But he's outgoing. He likes to go to gigs. So you found that out 2 years ago when he was off to Kylie's gig and writing to Kylie and everything. And then his party in the park at one stage as well, the picnic in the park, if you remember that. And I mean, but he's had so many different controversies over the last year. But he's like Teflon.
Well, that's because of Micheál Martin. I mean, at the end of the day, Micheál Martin's not going to make, say, boo to a goose because... he's wanted to be Taoiseach, you know, regardless of whether he's voted in or not. and he's wanted to be Taoiseach, you know, regardless of whatever happens. And, you know, if he sticks at it for 2 years, he's got his golden parachute, you know. So, you know, he's just keeping himself squeaky clean and running the course until somebody actually boots him out. And again, you know, who in Fianna Fáil has got the bottle and the integrity to kick that bugger out because he's doing no good for anybody.
See, what makes it worse is when they announced the lifting of restrictions, which started today, by the way, but mind you, with limited capacity for live events in this country, he did turn around and he said he definitely didn't think that Britain was an example to follow.
Yeah.
And yet, obviously, to justify the fact that they kept a capacity of 70% vaccinated or 50% mixed vaccination. So it depends on the event you're having, by the way. But for him to say that justified that, but then he, knowing in the back of his mind while he's on telly saying that, at the podium there with Micheál, saying that, he knew, I've tickets booked to go to a fully fledged event in London, which is going to have full capacity. You say that, he doesn't believe in his own guidelines.
In his own spin, because he probably spins that much, he doesn't know which planet he's on. and again, is you know, he's wafting high up in the echelons of the dial. And obviously, if he gets booted out,
he's not going to get booted out, by the way. Can I just point out? He's not, and I can tell you now, he has balls of steel. That's according to Ivan Yates in a piece he wrote in the paper last week. He said Leo had balls. He's not going to resign either, even though it's been trending on Twitter for the last 6 weeks. Resign Leo.
But now this really reflects on Fine Gael. I mean, who the hell in Fine Gael will put up with that kind of antic? I mean, it puts them all into disrepute.
Okay, well, look, I have to go to break. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0000. Jared Martin said, you know, he believes that Leo just doesn't care. But I want to know, maybe you think he does. And maybe you think, well, hold on a second now. You know, he is an individual. He's a private citizen. He's allowed to do what he wants. He's allowed to have a good time if he wants to. Who said you can't have a good time? And I would agree with you, by the way. I would have gone to that gig in a heartbeat if I had a ticket and a free flight. I have a few bills to pay this month, so I wouldn't do it. But I would have gone. Wouldn't bother me. You know, I'll go anywhere. I'll go on holidays tomorrow. But in saying that, I'm not the leader of a country or second in command or the chain of command. And I'm also not on the radio every day pontificating and scaring you. Whereas Leo is. So Leo is the one who last week stood at a podium at Micheál Martin talking about the lifting of restrictions starting this Monday with limited capacity at live events, and also during the cabinet meeting saying that Britain wasn't an example to follow. And while he was doing that and telling you that, live on RTE, in his own head, he knew he had an event booked with whoever he went with for the weekend to go to London to a full capacity gig. That doesn't make any sense. So in other words, you don't actually really believe what you're saying yourself. That's what that says. Now, again, to reiterate, he didn't break any laws. He didn't break any guidelines. But do politicians in general, not just Leo, do politicians in general have to hold a higher standard in society than us, the average citizens? Let me know what you think. There was 087-188-0008. All right, so for WhatsApps and texts that come in, he must resign. I work in the entertainment industry. I've had to strip copper and run it from scrap from all my sound and lighting cables to put food on the table due to the Fine Gael's disastrous management of the so-called pandemic. I've had to sell off trussing and stands for scrap value just to pay my electric bill. So I'm sorry, Merrion Gate, etc., etc. And now this, Leo must resign. Now, we did give that person an opportunity. Obviously, they work in the entertainment industry, who will be very badly affected, by the way, by COVID-19 and the decisions made by both Leo Varadkar, Micheál Martin and the Minister for Health, Neffel. And they were quite rude, I think, to Ruth, as far as I know, I've just been told. And they said they were going to send a letter into the radio station as to why we won't give them their fair share or fair say or whatever it happens to be. We've had the entertainment industry on this show more than any other radio station over the last 18 months, and I have supported them every single step of the way. So you're talking to the wrong radio station, pal. And if you don't want to come on, that's your problem. You're given the right to reply. You can come on if you want to. Also as well, I'm looking here, Richie said as well, it's interesting that Leo's private propaganda force, i.e. the Irish press, circle the wagons around their controversial golden goose, declaring that politicians are entitled to their private time when this same Irish press couldn't wait to report on President Trump's golfing trips. Leaking Leo is politicking. He knows Micheál will do nothing, making him look weak, but once Leo regains the top job, he'll bring the government down at the first sign of Fianna Fáil's indiscretion, making him look strong by appearing to put the nation ahead of his own political power. I know, yes. But he does. Sure, we know that, Richie. He sings out of both sides of his mouth. Rachel, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Rachel?
Hey, Niall. How are you?
Good. Now, Rachel, he is a private citizen. He's entitled to have a good time, I suppose, like the rest
definitely.
Of us. Yeah?
Yeah,
so what the argument is then, what was wrong with him going over to England and having a bit of fun?
Nothing. If he wasn't, I'll be honest, I just think in his job, he got people going into jobs like that, they know they are in the public eye. There is obviously some unwritten kind of, I don't know if it's like an unwritten kind of rule, kind of, essentially, it's like leading by example.
Setting a higher standard, yes.
Yeah, leading by example. And I think essentially what you just said, he gets away with this. He does it because he gets away with it. See, it's not the first time he's sat there and literally contradicted with his actions exactly what he says. And nothing happens. He's never held accountable. And I have to say, what gets me more is I've never heard anyone, any other politician, slate other parties if they make a mistake or if they do anything as much as he does. And he goes on and on and on about it. But yet when it comes to him, he's never held accountable.
But sure, Micheál Martin is not going to hold him accountable because Micheál wants to keep his position as Taoiseach. And if he did that, it will end up in another election. So he's not going to get him to resign.
Exactly. So he's just going to get away with it again. And he's going to be back on the telly or the radio in another week or two, preaching at people and telling them this and telling them that. And people, being honest with you, at this rate, after seeing it, I think, like, if people are silly enough to even listen to him anymore, they're going to do what he says. And there you go. He'll be back to square one. It's going to be the same thing with Leo. And all because the striving for power between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael is so desperate to claim power. Because they know they're making a hand for so many things.
And they're not going to go against each other.
No, definitely not. Because I think they know now, if another election comes, they're out. And I do think they know that now.
Do you think they'd be out of it? Do you think Sinn Féin would get in?
I think it would be Sinn Féin, yeah, I do.
I don't know now. I think Sinn Féin, to be honest with you, when you look over the last year and a half, and I know Sinn Féin, there was a bit of a sea of change in the last election going back, it seems like a lifetime ago, but it was about 18 months ago. And Sinn Féin did get a lot of votes. If they hadn't ran more candidates, they might have gone into government. But I do believe there's a sea of change, because over the last 18 months, I haven't seen Sinn Féin being a good opposition government at all. Or being good to opposition government.
In a sense, I agree.
They're singing from the same hymn sheet.
No, in a sense, I agree. But in my eyes, when it comes to COVID, what can you really kind of go against? You can't go against medical advice.
No, but I mean, but there was an argument there that a lot of the restrictions, you know, didn't make a huge amount of sense. There was a huge amount of, you know, contradiction in some of the restrictions. For i.e., for example, you know, going with your pregnant partner to hospital and, you know, visiting people in care homes at certain times. There was a lot of things that could have been dealt with a lot better. And Sinn Féin really weren't nowhere to be seen.
No, and you know what? I actually 100% agree with you. I do genuinely agree with you. But I genuinely think that anything, at this rate, I'm like, anything is better than what they are now. Because they're not, from the very get-go of this, I understand at the start, there wasn't a lot that everyone knew, and it was kind of learned as they go on. But the mistakes that were made at the start were never learned from. And they were repeated over and over again. And the lack of, there was so much of, do what I say, don't do as I do.
A spokesperson for the Taoiseach for Leo Varadkar said today that he does not think the UK is a good example to follow in terms of managing COVID. His comments refer to the UK decision to ease restrictions months ago before much of the population was doubly vaccinated. The decision not to require masks indoors and not to use vaccine passes for indoor activities or large events. Ireland is following a different approach on these matters. These three matters. But that's not really what he said last week, mind you. But that's not the context in which he said it last week.
All while having tickets paid for and bought and ready to go painted. Like, I'll be honest, I think here the excuse here is going to be, oh, I didn't know I was going, it was a last-minute thing. But come on, there's plane tickets, hotels, for tickets to be bought. And they weren't going to be that easy to get either.
I heard it was a good gig, by the way, I just want to...
Yeah, like, that, you know...
Wigfield was playing.
Honest, I don't think anyone would begrudge anyone going to a gig or going to anything like that if they were practicing what they were preaching. Because you can't stand there, and in my belief is, preach all of this to people, and especially to a country, a whole country, and expect people to follow these guidelines or what you're saying, and then you just total opposite. Do you know what I mean? It's like...
I think that's what most people are saying. And to reiterate again, he didn't do anything illegal or anything, or he didn't break guidelines, because the guidelines in the UK allow for full capacity gigs. But what he did do was go against the guidelines of this country, if you know what I mean, because obviously we don't have full capacity gigs. And he justified that. Okay, well, stay there. Let me just go to Jim as well, because Jim, you're an Ireland's classic hits. How you doing, Jim?
Niall, how's things? You well?
Good. Jim, and to reiterate again, Leo did nothing wrong or illegal, but, you know, was it against the spirit of everything we're trying to do at the moment?
Yeah, well, when you're a politician, regardless of whatever, I know you say, you know, public person, private person, you're supposed to be out there setting the bar, you know. It's a lead by example, and, you know, like as I say, don't do as I do as I say. It only wipes it in the nose of a lot of people, people who have suffered greatly over the last year and a half plus, you know. And, I just think it shows the total disinterest that they have in doing things to serve public interest. They're only interested in their own health, you know, enjoyment and well-being of what they can do, and, you know, affect the rest of us, you know. And also, I mean, like, Leo is a man with many mistakes. I mean, the doctor's reporting, that's all coming up now as well, too.
That's right, yeah, of course. And you've still got Merriengate ongoing. And look, he's no stranger to controversy. There's no doubt about that.
Ivan Yates says he has balls of steel, or he has...
Well, that's what Ivan Yates said in his article yesterday, he has balls.
Yeah. Well, look, at the end of the day, he's proven not to be a value for money merchant, you know? It's questionable his integrity and honesty is questionable. And he just seems to do what he wants. You know, as I say, is it the golden parachute thing? Get in there, do your 2 years. Micheál Martin is there, he'll bow out, and then he'll come in, get offside, and then that's it. Then they're off into the sunset. It's like the same thing with, like, the, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm not meaning to defend him, because I didn't defend him. I wrote, you know, what I wrote on Twitter, I believed, because I did say on Twitter, just like you're saying, just like all our previous callers have said, that, you know, you can't turn around and tell the people to do one thing with, you know, with a very sincere face on you, and then go do the opposite at the weekend, which is essentially what he has done. But in saying that, there is part of me thinks that, you know, well, if you're a politician, never in the history of politics before have politicians been watched as much as they're being watched at the moment. Do you understand what I'm saying?
And rightly so, though. And rightly so, they deserve to be under the microscope. I mean, they're getting paid well enough to do. But to be honest with you...
Because I'd be shitting myself. If I was a politician over the last year during COVID, I'd be shitting myself, because I'm damn sure I've broken guidelines over the last year.
Look, Niall, at the end of the day, you're the presenter, you're the person in the public eye, and what you do very well. And I believe, I mean, on a personal basis, I think you give good value for money for what you do. Politicians don't. They don't work for the money that they get, and they give piss poor service for what they do. And this has only rubbed salt into the wounds by the likes of this behaviour. You know, attending gigs in the UK and then pontificating and preaching here. Like, how many people, for example, in the music business have waited patiently standing on the sidelines?
Well, I know the entertainment industry put out a cynical statement today. The Event Industry Alliance have said they are glad to see Antonis to recognise and trust the safety measures put in place by the UK, and they're now calling for a full reopening for 100% capacity. So this is the result of what he's done. He's now put pressure on the government now to basically up the capacity, because by his own actions, he's more or less saying it's okay.
Yeah, well, at the end of the day, cynicism isn't going to change anything. You get nothing in this country for having a good manner. These people have to be held accountable for their errors and their ways. And, you know, they're there to lead by example. And he's certainly one exponent of not leading by example. I mean, an ex-minister of health, I know it's only a stupid...
Well, ex-Taoiseach as well, by the way, one point out.
But I'm talking about Minister of Health, Safety and Wellbeing turning into his nose.
Okay, well, listen, I got to go to break. Everyone's talking about that aspect of the picture. And the number's 087-188-0008. Having a good route.
Hi, Niall. Good afternoon. Love the show. In fairness, Leo didn't break any laws, Niall. And he does do his job, and he does it well. He gets away with murder at times, as we all know. So I just think that he didn't break any laws, and he was entitled to go to that that thing if he wanted it, that festival he wanted it. So, like, anybody could have went. I could have went. You could have went. He just chose to go. So what's the big hullabaloo? It's different if he broke the law, but there you go. Anyway, love the show. Good afternoon. Paul here.
Yeah, I know. I get what you're saying, Paul. But the difference is, and everybody's saying the same thing, is that he stood there last week with Micheál Martin telling the live music sector in this country that there was going to be a cautious opening and 70% capacity for vaccinated, 50% mixed, I think it was. And it'll take a while for us to get back to full capacity again. And he also talked about the fact that, you know, he didn't have too much faith in Britain and didn't want, you know, he said they weren't an example to follow, et cetera, et cetera. So how can he say that sincerely and look into the camera and RTE, knowing in his own head, I'm going to a gig at the weekend in London where there's full capacity? That's the point people are making. Teresa, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits. How are you doing, Teresa?
Hi, Niall. How are you doing?
Good. Teresa, I mean, do politicians have to be held to account to a higher standard? Is that what we're saying?
Absolutely. And I think actually the fact that he's a doctor, he should be held at even higher regard, having made a medical decision for the people of Ireland, but yet doesn't seem to think, or, you know, I'd like to ask him, does he actually think it's medically necessary? The fact that he's, you know, gone elsewhere to go to high capacity gig.
Mm-hmm. Would you go?
I would, yeah. I
but you're not the tallest, that's the difference.
Right, but I think the fact that he's a doctor as well, does he actually think, I'd like to ask him, does he think these are medically necessary?
Mm-hmm. You know, well, see, those decisions wouldn't be his. He's not Minister for Health at the moment, obviously, although he is a doctor, yeah. I mean, you know, but maybe he does think it's safe. I mean, well, he must have thought it was safe if he did it.
That, I would agree with you, yeah. So why is there different rules in Ireland than in the UK then?
Why isn't he turning around? Why isn't he on television saying that I believe Fianna Fáil are wrong and Neffert are wrong, and I believe we should have a full reopening of the live music industry? That's what he should be saying.
Precisely.
If he believes it. And but that's Agreed. What they're calling for today now, because of his decision to go there the weekend. The Event Industry Alliance are now calling for a 100% capacity reopening.
Great. So, I'd be completely in favour of that.
Mm-hmm. So generally speaking, leaving Leo aside, do you believe that politicians must lead by example and set a higher standard than the rest of us, generally?
For sure. For sure. I mean, I think we've seen so many times where it is, like a lady said earlier, you know, do as I say, not as I do.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes you wonder, do they believe in anything that they're saying, or they're just, you know, picking these things out of a hat and making rules to tell the rest of us what to do.
it does seem to be the case sometimes when you look at it. It looks very higgledy-piggledy. Listen, thank you very much indeed, and I appreciate your opinion. Thanks very much indeed.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.